Border Crossers Getting into U.S. via Loophole in Biden's Migrant Mobile App. By John Binder on June 2, 2023. Border crossers are getting into the United States via a loophole in President Joe Biden's Migrant Mobile App, which allows foreign nationals in Mexico to schedule appointments at the southern border for release into the nation's interior. For more than 2 years, Biden's Department of Homeland Security, DHS, has implemented a number of programs in its expansive catch-and-release network, including the CBP One mobile app. The mobile app entices foreign nationals in Mexico who are pregnant, mentally ill, elderly, disabled, homeless, or crime victims to schedule an appointment with DHS officials at the border in the hopes of being released into American communities. Border Report now reveals that even border crossers who are not eligible or failing to secure appointments through the mobile app are using a loophole in the system to get into the U.S. interior. Some migrants have found a loophole in the requirement and have begun camping out at the San Ysidro port of entry waiting for access to the U.S., Border Report reports. Migrants like Cesar Segura are claiming the technology used by the CBP One online system for appointments is faulty, thus giving him and others a reason to ask for an appointment in person at ports of entry such as San Ysidro. Emphasis added. Migrants are allowed to seek entry into the U.S. at a port of entry if they can't use the CBP One app due to language barriers, illiteracy or technical issues. Emphasis added. Judging by the long line, many migrants are becoming aware of this loophole and are camping out along the pedestrian lanes leading into the border crossing from Tijuana. Many can be seen walking up to CBP officers who take down names and nationalities. Emphasis added. Among the border crossers taking advantage of the mobile app loophole are those from Venezuela, Russia, various countries in Asia, and many countries in Central and South America. As Breitbart News reported this week, Biden's DHS has increased the number of foreign nationals that it will now allow to use the mobile app to get into the U.S. interior. Annually, close to 500,000 will be able to schedule appointments at the border and subsequently get released into the country at a 99% success rate. From late January to mid-May, the mobile app helped get more than 80,000 foreign nationals released into the U.S. interior. This week, as Breitbart News exclusively reported, Indiana Attorney General Todd Rokita, R., filed a lawsuit against the Biden administration for its use of programs like the mobile app, among others, that is helping release tens of thousands of border crossers and illegal aliens into American communities every month. John Binder is a reporter for Breitbart News. Email him at jbinder@breitbart.com. Follow him on Twitter here.